Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States' newly approved coronavirus vaccination program got underway Monday. Healthcare workers and the elderly in long-term care facilities are the first to be receiving the first round of the nearly 3 million doses at a time when cases are surging here in the United States by the tens of thousands a day. The virus has killed nearly 300,000 Americans and infected more than 16.2 million more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Canada also kicked off its inoculation campaign against COVID-19 by injecting frontline healthcare workers and elderly nursing home residents, becoming just the third nation in the world to administer the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Britain administered the first vaccinations last week. Here in the U.S., a bipartisan group of lawmakers is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for final agreement. The proposal was unveiled Monday, including billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments and provisions shielding businesses from lawsuits related to the virus. But the path forward is unclear as congressional leaders and Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding, possibly by a hoped-for deadline of midnight Friday to deliver a complete package to President Donald Trump. President-elect Joe Biden telling Americans that democracy prevailed after electors across the country cast votes affirming his victory in last month's election. Via remote, this is